You're listening to the podcast, The Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
Now, we have a bit of a controversy going on in my house.
Yeah.
When I took a trip to Chicago for some shows, Emeline called me while I was in Chicago and told me that a lagartijo had snuck in. Now, lagartijos in our house is a big deal because Emeline absolutely hates them. And she has deemed me Mr. Pest Control. Like all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be an expert in getting rid of lagartijos. I'm just as equally disgusted by lagartijos, but it doesn't matter. I'm supposed to take care of them. And we discussed this in a previous podcast, episode 99. So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it, where we all talk about kind of our strategies with dealing with lagartijos. Jose likes to preserve them and pet them and let them go. I kill them to send a message to other lagartijos not to enter my home.
So do you kill him and throw him outside, like, so his friend sees what happens?
Yes, so that his friends can provide a proper burial. Yes, absolutely. I see. I'm considerate like that. So I'm in Chicago. Emeline calls me frantic, and she's like, oh my God, there's a lagartijo. There's a lagartijo. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I go, Ma, then, I don't know, trap it, right? Oh, I don't know if I can get close to it. Then, I don't know, then go to sleep, close the door. No, but he'll sneak under the door. And then I'll do something because I'm not there. So you know what she did?
What?
She takes a huge Tupperware bowl, right? You know, obviously the ones we don't use, right? Because she doesn't make cakes. And she traps them. So I go, okay, you got them inside a bowl. And then she takes a box, like a heavy box, and puts it on top of the bowl.
So that he doesn't get out.
In case the lagartijo could lift up the bowl. Now there's a huge box on top of the bowl. She sends me a picture of it and says, it'll be here when you get back.
Well, he'll be dead, but yeah, his carcass will be there when you get back.
Well, we don't know that, right? So I come back. There's the bowl with a huge box on top of it. Emeline's taking a shower, right? So I go to this bowl. I lift it up, and this thing, it is horrible.
Tales from the crypt.
The smell, like this lagartijo, if the lagartijo could talk, he would be like, ya por fin llegaste, ya forget it, ya pa' qué, right? So I take the lagartijo out, I wrap it up, and I throw it out. But I leave the bowl and the box just the way they were. So Emeline comes out, and I'm like, okay, so tell me, all right, let's do this. Tell me what I gotta do. She's like, oh my God, I don't know if I can get too close to it. Just here's some napkins. So I go through the motion of like lifting up the box, lifting up the bowl, and there's no lagartijo. She loses it. She's like, oh my God, it must have still gotten away. I put the box. It must be like a zombie lagartijo, like a Lazarus lagartijo. She is freaking out. To this day, she still doesn't know the true story. Okay? So let's call her and find out. Let's see.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Listen.
Yeah.
I was telling Jose about the lagartijo that rose from the dead.
Yeah, I was just watching it on your live.
Oh, so
I can't believe you tricked me.
First of all, why are you watching me on Facebook when you're supposed to be working?
I don't have any patience right now.
So anyway, so that's what happened.
So you lied to me. You made me think that the lizard escaped.
Tell everybody what you were thinking about the lagartijo.
I literally thought that it had escaped. That somehow, when the 20 seconds that it took me to run to the room and get the box, that it escaped. That it had escaped. Then I thought that we saw it, that it was still kind of alive at the house, and that it was drying away and becoming really, really small and like decrepit or whatever, because there's another lizard in the house.
There's a baby lizard in the house that we found, right? That liked to play dead. So she thought that was the original lagartijo that had shriveled down to size. Okay, that's how much she was trying to justify that the lagartijo was still alive, that he had gone away. And she was like, well, it's got to be the lagartijo that shriveled and shrunken. And now, it's, you know, it got as far as the wall and it died. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think that's a new one. And not only was he playing dead, he got away and went underneath the wall.
That is the baby to the one that I killed.
Yeah, well, you didn't really kill him. You tortured him.
I suffocated him.
Yeah, you tortured him. Yeah.
I cannot believe that you cleaned it while I wasn't looking.
It's more fun that way.
And this whole time, I'm thinking that the lizard had escaped. And literally, I'm sitting in front of my computer with open, flabbergasted that you had taken the lizard out and had tricked me.
Yeah, well, go take care of some kids.
There are no kids in the clinic and we're empty.
Well, go read a book about taking care of kids and stop ruining my pranks.
All right.
Bye.
Poor lizard. So you guys suffocated a lizard.
Whoa, when you say you guys, I didn't suffocate no lizard.
That's true. That's true.
I had to eat. That poor lizard had to sit there under a bowl, under a Tupperware bowl, a pink Tupperware bowl for like 5 days. Okay. I just cleaned it up.
Till it ran out of air and then it just died.
Yeah, that's it. But then I had to clean it. I mean, go home vacuum. You know what I'm saying? Like I had to come home to that. So of course I'm going to have fun with it. I'm like, nah, I don't see. Listen, for the next 3 days, she kept looking around like, yo, that lagartijo is out here somewhere. That lagartijo was in the bottom of the garbage. And it was still taunting her. It was still haunting her.
And she thought the baby one was coming for mama?
Oh, she still thinks that baby is coming for mama. I can't trap it. He's too quick. He'll play dead. So by the time I get a napkin and I go to approach it, the lagartijo's like, see ya. And like our walls have cracks between the wall and the floor.
Right.
And they'll just slide right in there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, come out whenever you want, I guess. But watch out for this one because she likes to trap you under bowls.
Leslie said, a lizard kept me hostage on my couch for 4 hours.
Okay.
She said she even called her hubby at work and said he had to come home. He came home 4 hours later.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Leslie, you could have just done something with it and been free. No, you didn't have to be trapped for 4 hours. Well, it's good to know that Emmeline's not the only one that makes her husband or her boyfriend do the best control work.
Sayana de Jesus says, I used to kill them in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Well, listen, you know, it's a war. Once they cross those boundaries and they come into the house, tú sabes, there's no rules.
They're just looking for food.
Yeah, and I'm looking for peace and quiet. So
they don't make noise.
They do in my head, okay, because they torment me. And I'm not the only one. At least I'm just the only one that can do something about it. Emmeline just traps them in bowls and then goes to get help.
She tortures them.
Yeah. Sandra and I went to my son's first band recital yesterday. And we were so excited because it was his first. And he was playing the French horn. Which is one of the most difficult instruments to play. And of course, my son would pick the most difficult instrument porque él es complicado, como el papá. So we were excited because we had never been to a band recital. Sandra played the flute when she was little. So this a lot of this was like down memory lane. Para mí, it wasn't because, you know, I could barely clap in rhythm, right? Pero they had every band that they had in school. They had beginner band, intermediate band, which they called concert band. Then they had advanced band. Then they had jazz band. Then they had band for those who didn't make band. Then they had band for those who wished they could make band. I mean, there were so many bands. And my son was in the first one. And they did 3 songs. So you think, right, after he's done, you could leave. No. Everybody had to stay until the conclusion of the concert.
Wow.
Because their grade was dependent on it. They're smart. Oh, ya acabo. Okay, then I'm out. Then the place would empty out.
Right.
Everybody had to stick around and listen to everybody's performance. Okay, you have to remember, I'm not into like classical music. I'm waiting for the guido to kick in. I'm waiting for the tambora, los timbales. There is no such instrumentation in these types of recitals. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just like, oh my God, somebody pump some maracas into this, right? I know it's London Bridge is falling down, but you add a little guido and all of a sudden that bridge may not be falling all the way down. We might be able to rescue it with a little guido, right? Right. These are students, you understand, that are just learning. So God bless them. And they did pretty good. But there was this one kid who I couldn't really identify because estaba de lejos, who must have been playing the clarinet. And all he did was squeak the whole concert. So just imagine the recitals going really well, right? All the instruments and the band and the brass and the bass and whatever, right? And in the middle of it, you would just hear this squeak. And you're like, that can't be part of the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm no music major, but I'm pretty sure there's no squeaking in that song.
That's right? Not the right note.
That's not any note. You know what I mean? That, I don't know nothing about music, okay? I can't read music for nothing, but I can read when a squeak is not supposed to be there. You know what I mean? But they wrapped up and you go, yay, because you're saying, yay, no more squeaking. It sounded like a squeaky wheel coming to a stop.
Wow.
Juliana Ramirez says, I've sat through some of those earplugs. I know, Juliana. You can say earplugs, but are you really going to put them on? I mean, you don't want to be that parent, you know, that's like, you know, I got some earplugs. You want some? Pass them around. You don't want to do that. Because then, of course, you know, it'll be like the kid that's playing, you know, the kid's parents will be behind you going, I wasn't wearing earplugs when your kid was playing.
Darcy Medina says next time they have earplugs that match skin.
Ooh, look at you getting all technical.
Right.
Coming in with skin colored like earplugs. That's fancy. But you're still going to make a scene, though, you know, when you go to, you know, take them off and put them on when your kid's playing. You know, again, you know, I'm paranoid like that. I keep thinking people are looking at me, you know, judging me.
Kathy Rodriguez says, El Squeaky Nene needs love too.
I know he does, but that's why he's got parents, you know? That's why we go to these things, so we can always tell our kids, you know what? You were amazing squeaking tonight. That was the best squeaking you could have done, okay? I loved it. That's why his parents go. And I supported my son. I go, listen, you played that French horn amazingly. I couldn't differentiate it from all the other noise, but I know as my son, you did amazing. So I don't know if Emmeline's listening right now, but a few days ago, I went through Emmeline's phone. I needed Emmeline's phone for something. And I go to the internet, and her last internet search showed an ad for a free goat. So I'm like, why is Emmeline looking at an ad for a free goat? So I asked her, and she's like, oh, because I was telling my friend at work that we're looking to for a service to cut our grass, and he suggested a goat, because a goat that's for free will just kind of graze and cut the grass for free, right? So it was more of a joke. But then I was thinking, oh, my God, there was an ad for such a thing? Like, there was an ad for a free goat? Then I started thinking, what other ads are there for free stuff, like, crazy free stuff, crazy ads, right? Did you find any?
I did.
All right.
I found a couple.
Go.
Free trampoline. Okay, here's the deal. This is a free trampoline. It had the enclosure netting and worked fine, although the padding and plastic around all of the springs had weathered and got shredded pretty well.
Whoa, wait. So the padding was gone?
Yes.
So there was nothing protecting the danger parts?
Right, the springs are exposed.
All right, so this was like a death trap.
Yes.
Okay. She's giving away a death trap. Go on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the winter, I think the week before the Super Bowl that we had a day with such strong winds, the trampoline was literally lifted out of our backyard over our 5-foot fence, and maybe not quite lifted fully because it knocked the corner post.
Wait. Winds picked up the trampoline and lifted it over 5 feet? Is that what this person wants us to believe?
That's what she said, or he said. We don't know.
Let's call them hurricane winds at this point, right?
Yeah.
Because trampolines are heavy.
Yeah.
Especially this one. This one was a death trap.
Yeah.
So to lift a death trap is going to take quite excessive winds. We're talking like category 25. Because it lifted it over a 5-foot fence.
Yeah.
Onto what?
It said, and blew it into our neighborhood pond.
Into a pond. Yep. Okay, continue.
What you may do is use a very long rope or something to get it out of the pond from the road, as I cannot permit you to drive in someone else's yard, as it was carried into the pond 2 lots over. Once it is out of the pond, you may disassemble it and carry it out.
What?
Yeah.
You may get a long rope. What is this, Little Rascals? And then what are you going to do with this rope? Are you going to lasso it and try to get to the trampoline? Are you kidding me?
You're going to throw it 2 lots over?
What's that rope, like 300 feet?
Better be long.
And then you're going to be lassoing this 300-foot rope across two lots to get the trampoline? And then what? Even if you get the knot around one of the legs, then what are you going to do? You're going to pull it out of the water from two lots away? And then what? How are you going to lift it? Why am I even engaging in this hypothetical? That's how ridiculous this is. That I'm even thinking about it. But while she's typing it, she's probably thinking, this is realistic.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it in cartoons. Why can't it happen in real life?
The same wind that took the trampoline.
That's what she should say. She should say, listen, take a rope, lasso it, right? Tie it to the trampoline, and then just wait for the next hurricane to blow it back in your direction.
Yeah.
Where do you think that trampoline is right now?
Still in the pond?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much a part of that pond.
It's probably got a bunch of fish playing in it.
It is now a trampoline reef that is home to a lot of fish life.
All of them.
Now that pond's got a trampoline, you know, with a rope attached. Did you find any other ones?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Dead leaves looking for a good home. Must go. Free leaves, slightly bruised, a nice mix of red and yellow. They are great to look at. Great for persons who like the rustic look. Come by. Bring a bag. Take as much as you like. We'll throw in some twigs and dried pine needles for the first 15 respondents.
Oh, how nice. Look at that.
I think this guy's pretty creative. I wish I would have thought of this when I was a young kid and had to do the leaves. I would have been like, no, just give me a computer. I'll fix this.
Yeah. My ad would have been like, there's some amazing leaves in my house that my parents don't really like and they want me to keep. But why should I keep them all? I'm feeling generous today. Come get them for me so my parents can leave me alone, right? Did you find any other ones? I love the crazy ads.
Yes.
For free stuff.
I did. Check this one out. Take my bees, please. My house has bees. I like them, and there is that bee shortage. But we are renters, and eventually someone will come to kill them.
Yeah, you know who? Emily.
Yeah.
If we were the next people renting, Emily would be like, kill those.
And me. I'm allergic to them.
Okay.
So I completely agree with this person.
Coming in, kill them, Dali.
I'd like to give these bees to a beekeeper who will come to get them. They don't seem aggressive. They leave the 4-year-old child and the dog alone.
Wait a minute. I love how they already understand the bees. They don't seem aggressive. You know, they leave the 4-year-old alone and the dog too. Like all of a sudden, you know, okay, so they're safe. That's like the dog owner that has a dog and they always go, oh, he doesn't bite right before he what?
Bites
you. Yes. Oh, that's weird. He never bites, right? So I go visit him at their house and I'm like, oh, those are the bees? I like them. And then I get stung.
Yeah.
Dale.
And they are just filling the roof with honey, I assume, when they could be making honey for you.
Right. So he doesn't even know what they're doing on the roof. Do you get what I'm saying? How do you know they're making honey? How do you know they're not just like planning an attack? How do you know they're not ready to attack the four-year-old and the dog? They could be up there like, forget honey. Listen, I don't want to make honey, okay? I want to make havoc. I want to start with the 4-year-old and move on to the dog. They could be, you know, sinister like that.
Right. And then he says, I have no bee knowledge, but am very willing to help if needed.
Right. There's nothing better than somebody offering help after they've acknowledged they don't know anything about what they're trying to help you with. That's like if you go swimming, right? And you're afraid you're going to drown. And the lifeguard goes, listen, I don't know how to swim, but if you need my help, let me know.
Right. And if this person has no bee knowledge, how do they know they're bees and not wasps?
Ah, that's a great question.
Because a bee will sting you and they die. Like they only get one shot at you. But a wasp can sit there and sting you like multiple times.
They reload.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? They don't know anything.
No.
They could be wasps.
Yeah.
They could be wasps going,
yo, Meta, he thinks we're bees. Ah, dummy. Wait till he sees what we got planned for him.
See, that's how I hear wasps / bees, because I don't know the difference.
No.
To me, they might as well be a hornet. I don't know. If it buzzes and it can kill me, okay, then it's got to die.
Yep. If it's got a stinger, it's got to die.
It's got to die.
Oh, my goodness. Sunilda Martinez says, don't kill bees.
Sunilda, why shouldn't I kill bees?
She's never been stung. That's why she said that.
Yeah, I don't understand why you shouldn't kill bees. I mean, what if you were allergic to bees, and if one bit you, you could die? Could I kill the bee in defense of your life? Because I'm pretty sure you would want me to kill it. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be surrounded by a swarm of bees going, don't kill the bees. If they kill me, that's fine. I'd rather die than kill a bee.
See, I won't kill a bee por gusto, but I'm allergic. to them. So if she's around me, she's dead.
See, that's a good reason. Like, Emmeline would just kill him because she's disgusted. Yeah. I don't think that's a good reason.
No.
I mean, we sacrificed a Tupperware bowl for that lagartijo. We had to throw that out. You understand? That's where I draw the line. I'm not losing, like, Tupperware for lagartijos.
Right.
We're missing a Tupperware bowl now because she had to kill that lagartijo.
So now you have an extra lid.
I have an extra lid and one less bowl. That's a problem, right? She made a big deal about losing a fork, right? But she's not making a big deal about losing a Tupperware bowl. You could just sweep it away, sweep it outside. But she can't even be on this. She can't even be in the same room, bro.
Leslie Smith said they're important to the environment.
Oh, Leslie, they're important. I'm not talking about eradicating all bees. If I kill one bee because it was threatening my friend's life, I think the environment will survive one day because one bee didn't kill somebody.
And they can have all the environment they want as long as it's not my environment.
Yeah, you can't come into Jose's environment because then you're threatening his environment.
Yes.
And then one environment is going to lose and, you know, and that's probably going to be the bees.
Jonathan Velasquez just said the planet will last less than 7 years if all bees were killed.
I mean, I know, Jonathan, thank you for your amazing knowledge, but I'm not talking about killing all bees. I'm just talking about killing one bee. It's like cucarachas. Are you going to tell me that if I threaten to kill a cucaracha, somebody's going to comment you shouldn't kill a cucaracha because it's going to damage the environment and that the earth would last, you know, less without cucarachas? Find me a comment that says you shouldn't do that, okay? I'm pro cucaracha, okay? You know why? Because they may be ugly, but I love the song.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Decapitated dolls.
That's the name of the listing?
That's the title. I already don't want to read it, but I got interested. So here we go.
Well, they did great because, yeah, I want to know more.
Yep. My daughter likes to pull the head off of dolls. The therapist says we should let her. So we do. We have lots of headless dolls. Some of their heads might be retrievable. Most probably not. Free to a good home.
All right. So I got a lot of questions. Okay. First of all, why is this acceptable behavior? It seems problematic because they've gone to a therapist, right? So that's red flag number one.
Yes.
Red flag number two is why is a therapist okaying that? Like what kind of therapist goes, oh, so she's ripping the heads off of the dolls. Yeah, you know what? That's healthy, actually. So continue to buy her dolls so that she can continue this destructive, unhealthy habit of tearing the heads off of dolls. ¿Qué es eso?
Now, I used to do that when I was younger, actually, but it wasn't to all the dolls. It was because my sister wouldn't let me play with her. So I went and took all her dolls and ripped their heads off.
Yeah, you would just be malicious.
Yes.
That's fine. But this is like, this is probably like an only child.
Yeah.
Sitting in her room with probably like eerie music playing. And just ripping the heads off of dolls. Do you understand? Like, there's no innocent intent other than decapitating dolls. This is usually the kind of behavior that later on as adults, you go, you know, maybe we should have read more into that whole decapitation of dolls thing.
Did you see the movie Damien?
Yes.
This is probably his sister.
This is like real life though, right?
Yeah,
like,
Damiana.
You know, right, Damiana. We're probably going to see the movie Damiana in the future. You know what I mean? Damiana. Le cogía las muñecas y le arrancaba la cabeza. Damiana. In theaters next summer. You're like, oh my God, that's going to be freaky.
Now, who would want to go to that house? Or who would even want to have her dolls? Because she might come after you if you got her dolls.
No, better yet, who would babysit? Can you imagine? Like, hi, I'm here for the babysit. I'm here to answer the babysitting ad.
Yes, we have a daughter.
Wonderful. Listen, I just want to say I'm really good. I'm really good with kids.
Great.
All kids just love me because I'm just as creative and just as imaginative as they are. So, great. Where is she?
She's right in her room. Before you go meet her, I just want to prep you a little bit.
Oh, prep me. Okay. Yes, is she like a savant?
No. She loves playing with dolls. I don't know if you did when you were younger.
Oh, that's all I did.
She has a collection.
Me too.
Over 70 dolls.
I had like 70, 80 dolls.
Wow, that's awesome.
I still have them in cases and everything. It's nice. So precious, yeah.
She has their heads in cases. She takes off their heads.
Oh, okay.
She decapitates the dolls. But it's okay. The therapist says it's all good and to let her do it. So
the therapist says it's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that makes it okay?
Absolutely. We pay the therapist and they said that it was okay.
And where are the heads?
Oh, she keeps them in display in her room.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, like trophies.
Yeah, she loves them.
And what happens to the bodies?
Oh, they're just thrown in a room.
Oh.
Yeah, in like a little closet corner.
They're just discarded.
They're just, yep, right there. That's why we actually put an ad on Craigslist. Nobody has responded, but we put an ad for people to pick up the bodies, but nobody wants to.
I'm sorry I responded to this ad. I felt like maybe I should have started with that ad.
Oh, great. So you can take the dolls after you're done today. We'll be back in about 3 hours.
Well, wait a minute. What's her name?
Oh, Damiana.
Damiana.
Yes.
Hmm. Sounds familiar.
Yes.
I'll go meet her. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. It's the third door on the right.
Okay. Oh, hello, Damiana.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Listen, I am Marlene, your babysitter. I see you have a beautiful collection of doll heads.
You look like my last doll.
Which one? Which one of her heads?
The one on the top left.
Oh, look at that. Actually, she does resemble me a little bit. Great. So what do you want to do tonight? We have 3 hours to ourselves. We can play.
I want to play with you.
Okay. What did you have in mind?
Why don't you sit here and I'll do your hair?
Okay. All right. Sure. Okay. Ooh, a little tight.
Oh, yes. I like your head.
You're pulling on my hair, though. That
Does this come off?
No, it's attached. It's attached to my body.
I can get it off.
That's what they said about the dolls.
And that was it, podcast, The Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
Mi gente, for more information on my shows, remember you can go to elliecastro.com. I have shows coming up in New York, Chicago, and Orlando. And for my off-Broadway premiere of Made in Puerto Rico, coming to New York City in March, you can also go to elliecastro.com. Tickets are already on sale.
You can find me on social media at Jose Arod.
I'm under Ellie Castro Comedy. Remember, mi gente, life is so much better when you're laughing. Hasta la próxima.
Pa'lante.
Oh, God.